You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Douglas Hall, Executive Vice President of GenieCast, the world's largest online marketplace of thought leaders, athletes, speakers, celebrities, facilitators, and more, all available via two-way live video broadcast. Mr. Hall, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us, what is GenieCast?
Well, you summed it up pretty well right there in the opening, but what I would add to that specifically is that, you know, we are the preeminent marketplace of live, two-way digital content, thought leaders and experts brought into people's homes or offices and events so that they can engage and access information live over the internet. But what I really always like to identify is that we're really a digital engagement and experience company, or virtual engagement and experience company. What we do is we specialize in connecting people through two-way video to help solve their problems, especially in the business space. Because nowadays, it's so hard to access the right content and to find content that's specific to you. So what we've done is we've really pushed the envelope with that engagement, so it's not just speakers pushing their own content, but it's really a point of engagement where questions are asked and answers are given.
Now, live content-based businesses and apps like GenieCast or Facebook Live are disrupting more than just the event and speaker industry. What should businesses do to prepare themselves for the rise of live content?
Wow, that's a great question. I think that it really, you know, obviously every business is different. So as you, if you get into different spaces and different sectors, it's going to be, you know, you have to prepare yourselves in different ways. But I think ultimately, first they have to embrace the concept of video. If they haven't, they need to do very quickly because it's here and it's happening. I think that, you know, the big thing to understand is right now, 80% of people would rather watch live video from a brand or an organization than read a blog or read anything for that matter. So on the outward push, they should certainly be embracing it to deal with their consumers and engage their consumers. But as far as live content coming in, I think the best thing or an organization or company can do is figure out the proper vetting process to choose the best way to know what content is applicable to them. I think with this new era of video, there's a lot of noise. So it's very important that organizations very quickly decide how they want to receive their content, what content they want to receive, and figure out a way to disseminate that very quickly and efficiently to their workforce.
And Mr. Hall, what are the benefits of GenieCast and live content to companies versus a webinar, video, or hybrid event?
I always like to touch on authenticity. You know, the big thing with GenieCast, outside of the fact that we've curated a marketplace of thousands of experts with real expertise, but hard-driven materials around specific issues, we really focus on this back and forth, this conversation. With a webinar, it's a little bit more static. A webinar is a presentation. Not to critique the professional speakers out there, because I deal with a lot of professional speakers, but I always use the line, if I want a professional speaker, I'll go to Best Buy. What people want to do is have a conversation, and the best ones out there are able to do that. But platforms like webinars are traditionally set up where you show slides, you speak, and occasionally you check the chat box. It really isn't open for that dialogue, and so we really push that dialogue. We also curate that content like I touched on. And the other thing is like you look at these Facebook Lives, they really are about the end consumer, the person sharing what's going on in their world. But it comes back to what I mentioned earlier. It's very noisy. So with GenieCast specifically, we hone in on the personalization and the customization. What we really focus on is providing solutions through conversation.
Awesome stuff today. We're joined by Mr. Douglas Hall, Executive Vice President of GenieCast, the world's largest online marketplace of thought leaders, athletes, speakers, celebrities, facilitators, and more, all available via two-way live video broadcast here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Hall, what have your clients said about the impact that GenieCast has had on their organizations?
Response has been very positive. You know, we, like most companies, focus on keeping a high net promoter score and making sure that our customers are getting plus one service. So that feedback is paramount. And what most of them are saying, especially those that haven't done it before, is that how shocked they are at how easy it was, how easy we made it. People do fear tech sometimes. They're concerned about that difference between, am I bringing a speaker in live? Am I bringing a consultant or coach in live? How do I protect myself against the internet going down versus if I were to fly them in? And I always say, well, you have a lot more control over your internet than you do that flight. Well, a lot of the response after they get through their first cast is, wow, that was easy. The other thing is that a lot of our customers really appreciate the real-time engagement. We have banks that use us to access information and experts on blockchain, which is constantly moving. We have large organizations that use us to provide a value add to their audiences, and they love that we're able to do that quickly and efficiently and keep the content current. So I think that the number one and two things that we're hearing right now is the ease of the process and the access to valuable information in real time. They really love that.
And certainly can understand that. Now, on a personal note, what inspired you to join GenieCast?
I would say our CEO inspired me specifically by the way that he was so passionate about it when we met and when he discussed his concept with me. But in a more larger perspective, the idea of being a part of something that was so groundbreaking, so really a game changer as I saw it. It's one of those ideas where you hear it and you're like, why hasn't somebody already thought of this? Why didn't I think of this? But when you really see it and can understand what it's capable of, I don't like to get all wishy-washy or, the truth is this is something that's much greater than I am and has the ability to impact and change lives for the better, because it's the democratization of ideas and access. People now all over the world can connect with someone who can really help them change their business, their life, and their world for the better. And so to be a part of that, to see it build, to be a part of that process, the opportunity just seemed too great to pass up.
And thanks for sharing that. In conclusion, what tip would you have for other entrepreneurs about embracing live content?
It's really very similar to what I would say for organizations. If you're going to embrace live content, whether that is to absorb it or push it, really vet the quality, get through the noise. I mean, we live in an era of using terms like fake news. And what it really comes down to is we're saturated with people's content. You get on social media, you know what your friend had for breakfast. You know when somebody's sad. The problem with that is you have to really discern between what's quality and what's not and what's real and what's fake. So I encourage every entrepreneur to learn that vetting process, to really become adept at pinpointing what is valuable to them, and then embrace it. Video has been around for a long time. It's not new. What's new or what's constantly evolving and innovating is technology. It's the access to that video. The quality does scale, but not nearly as fast as access. So we've gotten to an age where you can pretty much see anything you want at any time and push anything you want at any time. It's a matter of figuring out what's quality and what's not. And as soon as you have that meter and that those lenses to see through that, grab into it as best you can, because we're in a point in our world where we can finally access information that would have been incredibly difficult 5, 10, even 2 years ago. So embrace it, but learn how to get through the noise and find the diamonds in that rough.
Well, the big question is, where can listeners get more information on GenieCast? And if they needed to be in touch, how could they do that as well?
Oh, the best way is just to come to the website, www.geniecast.com. It's all right there, from how you can become an expert or thought leader on our platform to how your organization or an individual can access those thought leaders that we have. We're always available. We're always on, and we're always looking for someone to help. So geniecast.com, best way to find us.
Sounds good. Well, Mr. Hall, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Thanks for your time, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks again for having me. It was a blast.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Douglas Hall, Executive Vice President of GenieCast, the world's largest online marketplace of thought leaders, athletes, speakers, celebrities, facilitators, and more, all available via two-way live video broadcast. And for more information, visit GenieCast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.